Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much. I have 7 in my mind for some reason. 23 after the hour. I guess it's 7 till the half hour. I guess I could get away with that, couldn't I? Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. But, you know, you don't have to go to my website all the time. You can tell us what you like, and we'll follow you home with some of our stuff. So check that out. See all the options we have for how we can serve you. And don't forget to, one of the ways we follow you home is with my newsletter. Well, you can subscribe to that, and we'll send you lots of really cool stuff and good information every Sunday afternoon. That helps you get ready for the week ahead. And it's free, by the way, smallbusinessadvocate.com. All the things that are there are free, except if you want to buy a book, we'll let you do that. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You know, I'm talking about, in the previous segment, I was talking about the parallel universe scenario that we've got going on right now, where the age of the seller is waning, it's going away, it's dying, and the age of the customer is waxing, to use a lunar metaphor. It's emerging. We're in the advent, the appearing, the growth of the age of the customer. And just as the age of the seller lasted about 10,000 years, I think the age of the customer is going to last well beyond my lifetime and your lifetime. And the reason is because the customer is now in control. The customer has access to the information. See, that's what the control is all about. As long as you have the products and the customer has the buying solution, the buying decision, I should say, then those are the two things that are never going to change. The marketplace only exists if I have something to sell that you want to buy. That's what makes the marketplace. But there's one thing in the middle of that that's evolved over the age of the seller, as the age of the seller has grown, and that's information about all those things. About why you buy and what I have to sell and how much I'm going to charge. And that information is what's changed in the age of the customer, because now the customer has control of that information and they didn't before. And that's changing their behavior. And now that we have the internet, and this is the internet was the birth of the age of the customer. 1995, when the first web browser page was a commercial page was allowed to be put on the internet. 1995, that's when the age of the customer was born. And so now that we have all that, and not only do we have it online on your desktop, but we have it lots of other places, right? In your smartphones, in your tablets, et cetera, et cetera. There are lots of ways. Texting. Never mind. A mobile site on the smartphone. How about just texting you something? We've got social media that hasn't. We've only begun to tap the possibilities there. So these are all the different things, all the different ways that customers, that prospects, can learn about what you have to sell, can learn about you, can make up their mind. Can rule you in or rule you out. And here's the scary part, folks, and this is the part that when I talk about my biggest fear, your greatest fear should not be that you won't be competitive, but it should be that you might become irrelevant. When as customers continue to seek solutions and to seek information and education and opinions about things that they're interested in, whatever that might be, as they do that more and more and handier on more and more different platforms, and as they have all these different ways of allowing themselves to be connected over and liking them, that's changing how you and I have to deal with them. It's changing how we reach them. It's changing how we talk to them, how they talk to us. It's changing how we connect with them. It's changing how they make decisions, how they choose, you know, in the old days, they would drive downtown and they'd go to the three different shoe stores to pick out to see which shoe store had the one they liked. And they'd go to three stores and they'd come back to the one that had the right shoe that fit and had the right price, right? Well, if you were a shoe store in downtown, you knew they were going to come to your store, right? You knew they were going to do that because their three were probably side by side. In the age of the customer, all that's online first. That's where they're going first. Now, they still may want to come down to your store. Traditional Main Street businesses are not going to go away, folks. I don't believe that at all. I do believe the way customers are going to decide today to which store to go to. Those three stores may still be there. But the customer may become so well informed online that they don't go to all three stores. They go to all three. They shop for the stores online for the products they think they want. And then they go to the customer. To the one company. The customer goes to the one company that they've ruled in, or maybe two that they've ruled in as options. The third one, even though their pricing may be the same, even though their products may be the same, if they're not represented, if they're not connecting with customers over technology and with the way their messages is delivered and the kind of message it's delivered, if they're not connecting online, then they're going to become irrelevant, even though they could have been just as competitive. And that's what's happening in the age of the customer, folks. And if you're having trouble with your sales issues, then it might not be the economy. It might be because the age of the customer is something that you haven't become part of. Think about that today. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.